Yes, it's time for...
the segment where random guests take part in the quiz. Can you get to number 10?
10 questions loosely connected to 10 cabinet jobs. The more questions you get right, the better job you get, taking place alongside our listeners and guests. And, of course, getting your hands on a certificate. If you make it all the way to number 10 and get that right, you'll cross the threshold and become our show's Prime Minister. Let's have a look at how the Cabinet Committee looks. Marcus, the self-employed cleaner from Manchester, yesterday became Minister without portfolio. Craig, the singer in Caerphilly, is Culture Secretary. Alina, the fourth Moosa sibling, is Environment Secretary. Paul, the sixth and final Moosa, is Transport Secretary. Rabina, the solicitor in Northern Ireland, is Education Secretary. David in Belfast is Health Secretary. Andrew, the part-time rock star and David Bowie impersonator, is Home Secretary. Corrine, about to start a new job as a charity chief executive, is Foreign Secretary. Nick, the former policeman from Devon, is Chancellor. And Wilf, who was taking a break from his A-level revision, who should be now deep into his A-levels, is still our show's Prime Minister. So who is today's backbencher looking for promotion?
It's Jez Worsnett from the quiz team.
From the quiz team. So if you're listening about an hour ago, Jez was on doing odd jobs because he's a professional quiz master. And he runs a company called the Quiz Team and you organise quizzes.
That's right. But let me just say here and now, if I do well, I'm from the quiz team.
Yeah, okay.
If I don't do well, I'm from some other random quiz company that has nothing to do.
We should have saved the plug until the end.
That's right.
So it's very straightforward, this.
Yeah.
The more questions you get right, the better the job you get.
Brilliant.
And you get a certificate.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very nice. Are you ready to do this, Jez?
No, not really, but let's dive in.
And we'll get you to review the quality of the questions.
My palms are sweating.
Your palms are sweating.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's play Can You Get to Number 10? Question number one, to become Minister without portfolio, complete this well-known phrase, burning the candle at both
ends,
is the right answer. You're in the Cabinet.
Huzzah!
Not everyone does that, so that's good.
Okay.
Question two, for culture, media and sport, in which city does the Italian job take place? Is it Turin, Milan or Genoa?
I'm going to say Turin.
And you're right, too.
Ay-yay-yay!
Question three, from Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, what is Roquefort cheese made from?
Goat. No, I dived in too soon, haven't I?
Come on, what's your answer?
I was going to say goat's milk.
No.
That's the wrong answer.
No.
Sheep's milk.
Is it?
Oh. So. Well, we don't know. Well, there'll be something inquest now. Should we try you on the rest of the questions?
Do you want to? Have you got time?
So you've got to culture, media and sport.
Okay. That's right. Oh, that's all right. So I like that, sport.
Because you're an actor. You know,
yeah, yeah.
That,
I'm very happy with that.
We do usually find fault with any of the questions. Should we do the next one?
Go on.
Yeah, so for Transport Secretary, which band sings this?
Hey, soul sister, I'm that Mr. Mister on the radio, stereo, the way you move.
This is terrible. I do intros for all my quizzes and I don't know.
It's for Transport Secretary.
Yeah, I don't want the job.
No, but that's a clue to the question.
It's for Transport Secretary. Hey, no, it's... No, I don't know.
Train.
Train?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Education Secretary, what's the largest tech... These are quite hard. I feel that they've made them harder.
Have they?
Because you've come in.
That's very unfair, isn't it?
The largest tectonic plate?
Brilliant. Asia, somewhere.
Pacific. Dromophobia is the fear of what?
Camels.
Crossing the road. These are really tough.
Yeah.
Seven for Home Secretary. Which stretch of water separates Anglesey from the mainland of Wales?
The Menai Strait.
Yeah, that you would have got that right. Eight for Foreign Secretary. Canadian city of Toronto stands on the shoreline of which lake?
This I should know. Charlene is Canadian.
Is that your other half?
Yeah.
You know. She's shouting through the glass.
Is she shouting? Ontario.
There we are. Yes, we're not doing phone a friend. For Chancellor, and what year did the Bank of England become independent?
Hey! 1986.
98. Mm. And the only Prime Minister to have served under three monarchs?
Disraeli?
No.
Stanley Baldwin.
Baldwin. Good old Baldwin.
The
best thing we've done there is it means we've used up a whole load of perfectly good questions as punishment.
Yeah.
For the team.
Yeah, and I apologise for my performance there. It was just
Do you know what, I understand? I really like hosting a quiz. I really don't like answering them.
No,
so I'm like you.
I hate it.
Well, Jez, it's lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in. Jez from the quiz team.
Thank you very much.
What was the question you got wrong?
All of them.
Oh, I've got to have some Watford cheese.
That's right.
Watford cheese. Lovely stuff. Rosie, to be fair, Rosie has been... How long have you been at Times Radio now? Two years?
A year
still haven't
bit.
Done the quiz.
I refuse to do the quiz. Because I just, under pressure, crumble. Yeah. I would have had no idea. And actually, Matt, I actually contest that you said you've used up a load of perfectly good questions. They were too hard.
They were really hard.
Yeah. So I think it was good to get rid of all
the They're showing off for Jess. They'll be really easy tomorrow.